weight loss and how it worked for me. And it worked for my wife, and now it's working for our friend and marketing director from WEEI. She's just a few weeks in and she's down a bunch of weight. But even better than that, she is wearing clothes that she loves that she hasn't been able to wear in a while. She looks great, but even more important is the way Transition Medical Weight Loss is making her feel. The doctors and the team at Transition Medical Weight Loss are changing lives, and you can be next. Just go to transitionsalem.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. We recently received a call from an injured person. The insurance company had offered them $11,000. We took the case over and got more than $2 million in court. Morgan & Morgan.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
From the WEEI Studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grill Mate Seasoning. Time now for the Rich Keefe All Night Draft Party, along with the Six Rings crew, Fitzy, Hart, and Shine. Here's Rich Keefe on WEEI.
Here we go. It is the all-night draft party on WEEI. Keith Hart and Shime.
It's gonna be May.
It could just be.
Let's go.
It could just be.
Mayday, mayday, we need a quarterback.
This song hits.
Yeah, it sure does. NFL draft is not officially underway. They're doing the thing now where they're like, hey, it's 8 o'clock, but we're going to kind of walk around for a little bit.
Wait,
the commissioner hasn't got the podium. The clock officially is zero.
What is this, like the NFL play clock?
Oh, no. Then we wait for the extra second.
And then we look up.
And then we look up. And then we grab my flag. And then we throw it.
But everybody on this panel anyway feels like it probably will be Drake May, and then that would be Drake and May. That would be a win.
And it's a good thing
That'd
for the New England Patriots and for fans.
You're
going
May
to enjoy
yes.
training camp. You're going to enjoy the preseason.
So much fun.
And then you're going to get to the regular season, and well, good luck.
Like I told,
yeah.
I said this to Andy once before. I will not be negative about the Patriots until at least Thanksgiving if they draft Drake May.
How do you like that? You're giving them 7 months?
Yeah, zero negativity on the Patriots if Drake May is your quarterback.
I promised Gerard till October 1st.
Okay, yeah, that's probably
I think that's
safer.
Fair. One month of the season, that's fair.
But I said if you're 0-4, I got to say what I got to say.
the tide will kind of turn. Going back to our conversation about wideouts, A.J. Brown signed a new deal with the Philadelphia Eagles, re-signed there, but there's a lot of talk about Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, maybe some other guys, T. Higgins. If you are Elliott Wolf, or let's just say for you guys, and you get Drake May at 3, would you be happier pairing him up with a really good rookie that you trade back into the first round, whether it's A.D. Mitchell or somebody like that, and you're like, hey, we're going to pair these guys up together, and hopefully that's our future? Or are you more inclined to go after an established guy like Brandon Ayuk?
Rookie.
And just sort of
pair
go
him
that,
up.
Yeah.
And obviously, cost effectively, if you get both of them on 5-year deals because you traded back into the first round and they can evolve together and they can become that Harrison and Manning where they like, oh, he looks at me and I know exactly what he wants every freaking time. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I may go with the established guy. I think it's better sometimes to just know what you're getting than to take a swing. Because like I think with guys like A.D. Mitchell and Keon Coleman and Troy Franklin and guys of that ilk, there is much more risk involved than with trading for a guy like Brandon Ayuk.
So I don't disagree. I mean, I think there's still risk with the veterans because these guys are stepping into their own.
Yeah.
Like now they're, and I also think there's risk. All of these receivers move on for a reason. They're receivers. They are mercurial. They are whatever.
There's never going to be a bad receiver class again.
No, and that's my thing. So you got good chances. The odds are good that you can land one. And there's also a chance that that throw that everybody, including Zeke, loves to fixate on from Drake May's pro day.
He missed a throw or two.
You do that to Brandon Ayuk a few times in October. And then all of a sudden he starts to go sideways and maybe he's pissing and moaning.
It's going to be tough with Ayuk, too, going from San Francisco to a team like the Patriots. Not that San Francisco's fallen over Super Bowl rings, but they were at least in the conversation.
Yeah.
To a team like the Patriots.
Yeah.
And that's negative.
I know.
How far we've fallen.
That is.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't have Tom Brady.
That has been a bit of a change.
Yeah, no, it's not great. But, no, I if you can get the guy, I just think the contract value, because you're handing Ayuk $100 million.
Yeah, you are. Which I have no problem with, but it feels like maybe
I don't have a problem with it, but why would I if I don't have to? If I love And I like A.D. Mitchell. If they love whoever, pick your...
Yeah. Keon Coleman. Xavier Legette.
If you're all in on somebody, then trust yourself. I hate the fear. I don't like working from a place of fear.
See, I think it's smarter to go get the established guy because that doesn't preclude you from grabbing a receiver later in the draft.
But I also
receiver class is, as we've said,
that's true,
stacked to the gills. You could get a guy like Roman Wilson in the third round, and then you have Brandon Ayuk, Roman Wilson, plus whatever's already on your roster.
So not to bring up Mac Jones and talk about Mac Jones a lot, but one of the things, and I think we realize that this wasn't the case, but one of the arguments sort of, I guess, for Mac Jones for a little bit was didn't have anybody really to throw to. And if you draft a rookie, maybe he's good, maybe he isn't. But if Drake May stinks with Brandon Ayuk, then you're like, yeah, maybe he stinks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you get that answer right. Like Tua. I still don't think Tua's great, but he puts up pretty good numbers when he has Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. He looks like a pretty good pro quarterback to me with those guys. So I think that's right away with your number three overall pick.
I can also say either or both as a Patriots fan or
I think
an onlooker,
both should be.
If you want to get me a first round receiver to go to the quarterback, okay, I can talk myself into it. You want to go get a veteran receiver to go with my new quarterback?
I'm happy.
And
it's funny to me, Elliott Wolf obviously spent time in Green Bay and in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. When he was in Green Bay, they would never draft a receiver in the first round. No. It would always be second, third, fourth. But when he was in Cleveland, he was there one of the years they traded a first round pick for Odell Beckham. So he's kind of shown you both.
And when he was in Green Bay though, like that was the Aaron Rodgers year. So Green Bay was like, "Yeah, we don't have to spend a first round pick on a receiver."
Same as the Patriots.
Yeah, but then they also hit on a lot of their second and third round guys.
True, and now that team is stacked to the gills. And now
they're loaded, and they're all 22 years old. That team is absolutely
loaded. But I'm not sure you're in position to live or work the Packer way. It's just
no, you're not. Not
like,
right now.
The quarterback, they stayed ahead of the curve. You're behind the curve.
Yep.
The receivers, they stayed ahead of the curve for the most part. They had the proper foundation.
Right. You don't.
You are in the unfortunate but realistic position of having to take some chances, having to swing a little bit for the fences, but. The one thing I wanted to throw back in there, everybody assumes, whatever, that the trade back in would be for a receiver.
Could it be tackle?
It
could be. It could be tackle.
Flurry, and we're like, there's really only one starting tackle left.
I think it could be tackle.
I know Okorafor could start, according to Elliott Wolf.
Well, that's what he said, yeah.
I might put him in the Jacoby Brissett category. No one, including him, wants to see him start every game at left tackle.
Put a pin in that. We're going to take a quick break here. That way, when we come back, we will stay on through the Patriots picks. So a nice chunk of commercial-free time
coming
up here in a moment.
It's here. I was ready 3 months ago. Now I'm not ready.
All right, we'll try to get ready as Stiz has your trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Celtics lost to the Heat last night in Game 2, 111-101. That series now tied at one game apiece. Game 3 goes down on Saturday in Miami. Tip-off at 6 p.m. Three other NBA playoff games tonight. The Cavs in Orlando taking on the Magic. Cleveland currently up 2-0 on that series. The Knicks are in Philly taking on the 76ers. The Knicks up 2-0 on their series. And the Nuggets in L.A. to face the Lakers. Denver up 2-0 on that series. The Bruins beat the Leafs last night 4-2 in Toronto. Game 4 goes down on Saturday in Toronto. Puck drops at 8 p.m. Red Sox fell to the Guardians earlier today, 6-4 in Cleveland. The Guards take that series 2-1. Red Sox now return home for a three-game series against the Cubs. The first game of that series goes down tomorrow night at 7:10 from Fenway. Cutter Crawford expected to take the mound for your Boston Red Sox. And the NFL Draft is here. Keep it locked right here to WEEI and the Rich Keefe Show. For live reaction and analysis from Rich Keefe, as well as all the Six Rings crew, Shy, Mandy Hart, and Fitzy. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Go nowhere. The NFL Draft coming up.
This is the Rich Keefe All Night Draft Party on WEEI.
Back here on the Rich Keefe Show All Night Draft Party, WEEI, Keefe, Hart, Shime. We'll have Fitzy a little bit later on in the program. He already joined us once from Gillette Stadium. Christian Fourier joined us live from Detroit, the site of the NFL Draft. First time in ever that the draft has been in Detroit. The Chicago Bears are officially on the clock Do they use the full 10 minutes, even though they've known who they're taking for 6 months?
Of course they do, because Roger Goodell said, hey, milk the clock.
Absolutely. This is all about ratings and TV.
Like, look at their draft room. They're not doing anything. They know who they're taking.
So this is, yeah, this is 100% Williams.
What do you think he's doing on his phone right now?
Angry Birds?
Just waiting for the call.
Do people still play Angry Birds? Or maybe he's doing Wordle like Jim Montgomery. Oh, maybe Candy Crush. Going real old school.
Yeah, or is he just pretending and he's like...
scrolling
just,
Twitter.
Yeah, oh,
waiting to see if Schefter tweeted it that he's getting drafted by the Bears.
It's official.
I'm on my phone. I'm busy. Nobody come talk to me. Jaden Daniels, likely the number two pick. I think the number two pick.
Absolutely.
Any chance?
No.
100%. So you think both are 100%?
I think all three
are
100%.
I still think there's a chance Drake May goes too. I still do.
I'm holding on to that.
This very moment, I don't think that anybody knows for sure.
Did you unload all your bets? So Shime's bets, if you're keeping track at home, you have J.C. Latham as the first offensive lineman.
Yep.
J.J. McCarthy outside the top five.
Correct.
And what else you got?
Chop Robinson.
Who picked Chop Robinson?
Over 25.5. Okay. I think that number was way too low. The Lions to pick a defensive lineman or edge player with their first pick.
Oh.
That was at plus 250. I think Jared Verse is the guy that they're going to look
at. They're at 29, right? They're late.
Yep. Brian Thomas I had under 19.5. That number keeps going up. That's not making me feel very good about that one. Jared Verse, as I said, over 16.5. That number was way too low.
All right.
A.D. Mitchell under 27.5. And then Williams, May, McCarthy to be the first three picks in the draft at 19-1.
Williams, May, McCarthy's not happening. No, it's not happening. Now, over under.
Nobody's got the balls to make the trade, and that's only happening via trade. So
over under 1.5 picks for the Patriots tonight.
Over.
Over. I'll take it.
I like the over, too. Yeah. I like that.
Three.
Although, maybe I shouldn't take the cheese. I shouldn't take the cheese, because we were saying how Mayo was like, hey, like, stick around. Like, we could trade up. It's like, well, Mayo also said they were going to burn cash, so.
Yeah,
but fool me once, shame on you, or me, two, whatever.
Well, so you then know. He also said they're picking at three, so who knows if they're even going to stay there.
I was going to say, what do you believe?
I don't know what to think anymore.
Maybe you should just ask Elliot.
That's true. Get Elliot. Get
he seems to be the adult in the room. No disrespect to Gerard.
That's true.
He's less emotional.
First time we played this tonight, that could be a running thing going on.
Is this like the Elliot Wolf theme song?
The official Elliot Wolf theme song. Okay. Yeah.
Until he blows both these picks, and then the theme song will change.
When he spoke,
won't be nearly as cool.
Was it a week ago when he spoke to all the media?
Yeah.
I thought he came across pretty good.
Oh, I thought he did
a
very good job.
Bad job.
I liked very good job. I think he's been the best of the
new hires.
No, I would include Robert Kraft in that. Not just new hires. I think he's been the best spokesman or talker for the Patriots this winter.
Yeah.
No, Robert Kraft has had a bad offseason.
Awful.
There's bad is an understatement.
But even I don't have a great vocabulary, Shime, so I'm going to go with bad.
Fine.
Horrible.
It's terrible.
Awful.
Very bad day.
Miserable.
Yeah, do less.
But a lot of it,
do less.
It's that's one thing if the dynasty went bad and you tried
it did.
To, whatever. But he has struggled to simply answer questions, to be the spokesman that he's been for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's an age thing. I don't know if that's the pressure of losing. I firmly believe losing causes everybody to be dumber. You say dumber things. You step in it more.
That's why there's a lot of dumb teams in
but
football.
But it's also like easier
Bill Belichick
to pick apart
was
your words.
Smart, and then he started losing, and he's like, I don't know, last 25 years. And you're like, that's a really dumb thing to say. And he's like, yeah, that was a really dumb thing to say. I don't know how that happened. Losing crushes you.
Yes, it does.
But yes, I have full – this is – and I know my track record is bad. I have full faith in Elliot Wolf. Full faith in Elliot Wolf to make this decision.
Yeah.
Why would I not?
Because he's never done it before.
You got to do it the first time. I mean,
you got to give it a rip.
Yeah.
A lot of things work. There has to be a first.
So you feel real confident about Alex Van Pelt, too? Didn't we just talk about
that?
No, well,
that's the
thing. Whoa.
No, they're
both doing it for
who's got a better resume?
Before.
Who's got a better resume? Who has like a legitimate, qualified for his job, earned the job resume?
I mean,
neither
Van Pelt.
Of them?
What are you talking about?
Van Pelt won a playoff game as a head coach.
Van Pelt was an
Stefanski
offensive coordinator.
Was in his basement.
That's like Bill saying eight rings. That's not how that works.
No, I know.
I don't give you credit.
I know you give Stefanski all the credit for everything the offense did in Cleveland, but
so
Cleveland
does Van
made
Pelt.
The playoffs
Van
with five
Pelt
quarterbacks.
Says,
and Van Pelt was the guy.
Yep.
No, he wasn't the guy. Stefanski was the guy.
He was the offensive coordinator, is what I mean. That was his title.
Yeah, his title.
No, but so you were just saying,
you said it well. That was his title. What was his role?
Yeah, but if I'm applying for a job, look at the title.
You look at the resume. What's on the paper when you hand in your resume?
What's your LinkedIn say?
Well, it says he's the offensive coordinator.
He was the opposite.
I'm the host of the Rich Keefe show. He was the opposite of a Belichick assistant coach.
All right, let's go to the podium.
NFL draft.
Oh, this clown.
The Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
No.
Quarterback, Southern California.
Wow.
Here you go.
Caleb Williams.
People do not seem very happy. Yeah.
Caleb Williams' first playoff win will come.
Right away. Wait, Caleb Williams' first what?
Playoff win will come when?
2026.
Yeah, that division's all of a sudden pretty good.
That division's
the
really
Packers
good.
Really good. The Vikings never seem to be bad.
If they get a quarterback, that team is going to be loaded.
And then the Packers are the best. The Lions are really good.
And the Bears are pretty talented.
I kind of like the Bears.
Their roster's good.
If he can play, it's on him. We talk about it.
And there'll be no excuses for him. Like, he'll know right away.
They still have another top 10 pick coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, they do.
He's going to be throwing to DJ Moore. What's his name?
Keenan Allen.
Cole Kmet, and a first-round receiver, potentially, if they want.
Fun fact about the Chicago Bears. They have never, in their franchise's history, had a quarterback throw for more than 4,000 yards or 30 touchdowns in a single
season.
Are
you telling me Sid Luckman never did that?
Never.
Otto Graham?
Never.
Did he play for them?
Jay Cutler didn't even do it.
Brian Greasy
could do that in his rookie year.
Jim McMahon.
You know who had a couple of good games? I remember this from Fantasy in like 97.
Who cares?
Cade McNown.
Couple good games.
He did. Fantasy football. Cade McNown won the game.
Rex Grossman got to a Super Bowl.
So do you guys think Caleb...
Rex Grossman's our quarterback.
Do you guys think Caleb Williams is going to be good?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he'll
be good. I think he's going to be great.
Yeah.
I do.
Great?
Yeah.
What's great? Great means Super Bowl.
Does it? So Josh Allen's not great?
You're right.
I've said too much.
You're right.
I take back my
But the difference is I think Josh Allen's going to win a Super Bowl.
Like, do you think, you know how, like, every year there
Super
are guys...
Super Bowl-worthy quarterback.
I think
he's a Super Bowl-worthy quarterback. Because Josh Allen was going toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. He could have a Super Bowl.
He could, Caleb Williams will at some point win an
Joe
MVP.
Joe Burrow. He doesn't.
That's my point. He's a Super Bowl-worthy quarterback. These are all Super Bowl-worthy quarterbacks.
But, like, you know, every year there's, like, you know, your top 10 quarterbacks. And some years the guy who you might have ranked 8th has the best season. And that's when Cam Newton wins an MVP or Matt Ryan wins an MVP.
He will win an MVP. Caleb Williams will.
Yeah, I probably would bet yes rather than no on that.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I mean.
And we all could be really, really wrong.
There's a lot of really good quarterbacks in the league right now. There's a lot of young ones. So, like, that, he's in the mix with a lot of really talented guys. But, no, I like him. I also really like Trevor Lawrence coming out. And, like, he's been fine.
Yeah, you won a playoff game, at least.
Yeah. No, I know. But, no, I like Caleb Williams. But I think I like even more what the Bears have done around him.
I agree. Right?
And
I
it's think, like, all right, we're going to make sure we know if he's good. Yeah, right, and they're not done.
And if they get another tackle or Roma Dunze in there to help him even more, like, that team, their defense was good, really good last year. They kept a lot of pieces. They signed Montez Sweat to an extension.
Yep.
So that defense is going to be good. Eberflus is finally putting that thing together. And then offensively, you know, your guy Shane Waldron's in charge over there now on the offensive side,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
Sugar Shane Waldron.
Yeah, Bose.
Who was it? Jackson Smith and Jigba loves him.
Yes.
That is not accurate.
No, that's right. No, he did not speak all that highly.
Hey,
of him.
You can't please everybody. Have you ever heard that?
I have heard that.
It's unbelievable, but according to whichever clock we're looking at, we're somewhere away 5 minutes from the Patriots being on the clock.
Yep.
Washington is midway through its time.
Yep.
This is amazing to me.
We're here, man.
Nothing's changed.
Wait. We had to wait like 14 picks and then a trade down last year.
This really is Christmas. I get all ramped up and then it's over immediately.
That's why Christmas Eve is better than Christmas Day.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
The anticipation is better than the event.
Sometimes.
That's what she said.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with the anticipation. I'm just saying. So Caleb Williams, no surprise, goes number one. There was all that talk about, the guy, he wants to own the team that drafts him. And, like, he cried and he paints his nails and, like, all this stuff. I'm like, he's still the best quarterback in what is a very good quarterback class.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
You know,
and we talked about it earlier for Drake May.
The Bears hat is hot.
It's the same for.
Yeah, I like the draft hat. It's not bad.
I don't love it.
Okay.
It's the same for him, though.
Thanks, Andy.
He's been the projected number one pick for basically 3 years.
Yeah, right.
He's dealt with adversity. He's dealt with success. He's dealt with changing. And some of that was the talk this year. If you read some of those quotes, like, he didn't know how to lose. Like, he didn't expect to lose. And, like, we're not going to a conference championship. We're not in the hunt for a national title.
Right.
Well, especially when he's putting up 40 points a game.
Right. And I think that's all good. That's experience. That's like
adversity.
Putting something in the bank that you're going to pull off of later so it's not the first time when it matters. Like Mac Jones, who I think hit his first adversity and the wheels fell off and he melted.
Was not prepared for it. Also, maybe didn't have a great support system in place for when.
But that's part of the adversity.
It is. Like, you're a pro, right?
Peters is making the call. Who's he calling?
You're a pro.
You better not be calling Drake May.
I don't like the setup of the Commander's war room.
Cheap-ass setup.
Hey, do you have any tables? Yeah, we can put a little tablecloth on it.
You're going to yell across the room. Hey, you good with this pick?
What's the big opening in the middle? The dance?
I'll tell you, as bad as 2020 was, the draft that year pretty cool because you like went inside a lot of people's houses and stuff.
The
like
Andy Reid, Tommy Bahama,
well, did Cliff Kingsbury's fake house.
Mike Vrabel had somebody pooping in the background.
That was his son.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the Rams did that this year. The Rams have a draft house again. They rented like a $20 million mansion. They also built a field on the beach just to hype up the draft.
I like a draft house.
They do a good job hyping stuff up out there. I guess in Hollywood, you kind of
L.A., baby. Everything's bigger.
Yeah, you kind of have to. But, yeah, we all assume it'll be Jaden Daniels here.
It better be. If it's not, how happy are we with Jaden Daniels at three?
Not happy.
Not at all? No, Chime's way off on this,
I will take him.
I will definitely run up there and take Daniels.
I have doubts about him. I really have some significant doubts about his ability, A, to take hits, B, to be an accurate passer. I don't love his passing
People talk
game.
About Drake Maye's accuracy, and I look at Jaden Daniels like,
sailing
what are you
balls
pro
day.
Unreal. All he does is throw outside the boundaries 30 yards down the field because his receivers are smoking everyone.
But even he has a lot of completions. They run a slant, and it's like Brian Thomas running a slant, reaching way behind him to catch the ball. Well, what happens when you don't have the best receiver on the field to catch the ball? That's a pick.
Yeah.
That's a deflected pass, pick six.
Kendrick Bourne's not catching that.
Right. Yeah, I have some... I would take him because I think he has franchise quarterback upside and ability, but I am more concerned about taking him.
Could he be Lamar? Your guy Lamar? Could he be close to that?
He's so much there. Lamar was such a better passer coming out of college than he is.
There was a coming out of college, there was a lot of knocks on Lamar's throwing.
No, don't get me wrong. There's always been a lot of knocks on Lamar, but I'm just saying his ability to throw at different levels of the field was far less in question than Jaden Daniels.
He didn't have neighbors or Thomas either.
Yeah.
Lamar didn't. I'm
yes,
saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, he was playing at Louisville.
Yeah. He won a Heisman, though.
That's true.
So this is also just like the Winston Mariota year. You're going to have back-to-back Heisman winners go in this draft, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay, well,
how'd that work out for you?
not hot.
Not great.
Both guys still in the league, though, I believe, right?
Really good at fishing. Did you see those videos? Really funny. I highly recommend
it. He kind of is a character.
He's an awesome character. He's a mediocre quarterback.
LASIK Jameis, baby.
Yeah. Right. Well, he got the eye surgery fixed. He thought he wasn't going to throw picks anymore.
Here we go. To the podium. Podium. Commissioner.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Mayday.
We have Thank you, Commissioner Jaden Daniels. So it is so far chalk.
Okay.
Chime's mock draft up in smoke.
And it's not totally
up in smoke.
Not great.
You didn't have Jaden Daniels?
No, I had Drake Maye going too.
Son of a.
okay.
Why were you swinging for the fences there? Was there a need?
Not that we.
No,
needed.
I just didn't buy it.
So the Patriots are officially on the clock.
Might be.
Patriots have 10 minutes
to take calls.
This is crazy.
So right now, Stiz,
this is wild.
If you're
this
Elliot,
is my first draft. So look at the smile in there.
He is so happy.
Look at that smile.
It's like a little kid.
Are you a Drake Maye guy?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Is he beefing with Kendrick Lamar right now?
So who is Elliot Wolf talking to right now?
The Vikings. Well, according to Scheim, Jonathan. Jonathan, am I allowed to make a pick here?
So if the Vikings and Giants, this is always kind of does fascinate
I don't
me.
See how the Giants can make a trade that would entice me off of Drake Maye.
But maybe
I think it's impossible.
They are
they clogging up the phone?
Right now. Yes. They are
How many lines do you have?
What are they offering?
Six. We have what?
You like a busy signal?
Yeah, maybe.
Trying to call the Pats, can't get through.
How many players do they have that I'd even want?
No.
They're going to have to throw in players, and I don't think they have any.
No, you don't want any of their guys.
Okay, so they have no players.
They have some.
Who?
I don't know. I like Kayvon Thibodeau and Deontay Banks.
You
say
I mean, I would take them, I guess. You throw both of them
so
in
the
and
Giants,
three first-round picks. Maybe I'd have to list. I don't think so.
They also pick 47 in this draft.
Yep.
That's further away from good players.
I understand.
I don't need that.
I get how it goes.
I don't see a way the Giants could entice me personally into trading.
Well, unless they really like J.J. McCarthy. That's the caveat, right? If the Patriots like J.J. McCarthy just a little less than Drake Maye,
don't get cute.
But it's close. They could trade down and get him at six.
Don't get cute.
First
and
of all,
get a bunch of draft capital.
Do you think like you and I do this every year? We fall in love with people.
Yep.
Could you do that? Like, so you have Drake Maye. Could you say like, you know what? I'm going to give up the opportunity of the guy I've been lusting after, talking about for 3 months because there's another guy that I guess I couldn't do it.
No, but I wouldn't have taken Jaden Daniels at two either. So NFL franchises do things I wouldn't do all the time.
No, but they love Jaden Daniels.
Look at the highlight package. You just running past guys into the end zone.
It's like a demolition derby.
Jaden Daniels. Nobody touched him on that one. What are you talking about?
He's there.
Look at the touch on that pass.
We're talking about people that aren't watching this.
Jaden didn't watch.
Why are you doing play-by-play on late highlights?
The highlight. Some people might be doing a watch-along. They might be watching on mute, I would assume, and then listening to us. That's a good take.
If you like Drake May, if Drake May is number one on your board right now at the quarterback position, take him.
Then you shouldn't even take calls then. You should just be like, where's our guy?
You should always take calls.
Even now, if Drake May was their guy, because Shyam and I were talking about this before you got here, if they were taking calls ahead of time because they were like, maybe Washington does surprise us, and we don't like Jaden Daniels as much as Drake May. We need to be prepared to see what is being offered to trade down.
But you always need to be prepared.
Yeah, but Chicago's not talking to people about what it would take to get up
to number
one.
And Washington was actively telling people we're not taking
talking to anybody.
I don't think that's smart business, personally.
Okay.
Because you never know what the person's going to offer. What if they offer, like, the bag as they keep using organizationally?
If you think you have Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're keeping that guy.
You could offer me 10 first round picks, and I'm not giving you Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
I mean, that's a little different because of what he's become. Well,
it's a little strong
coming in.
But maybe even like the top five quarterbacks. Like, I feel like it'd be almost insane to trade.
Yeah,
any of those guys.
I'm not giving you Lamar Jackson for 5 first round picks.
Yeah, but he went 32nd. I'm talking about
the guy.
I'm saying now. Like, I'm saying in general.
The pick.
Sorry.
Is it just the pick is in?
The pick is in, but they're not at the podium yet. Not at the podium yet.
You scared?
I was excited. I got excited for a second there.
It's
coming down to this.
The pick is official. Okay, so they're making a pick.
They're making a pick.
Okay.
Because at this point, they would say trade, right?
Yes,
you would have the big alert would pop up and say trade. So the Patriots are making a pick at number 3.
Oh, God.
That is what we have. Shyam's getting nervous. He's
I'm
also
not nervous
at the NFL
at all.
Shop. He's getting ready to buy a Drake May jersey.
I'm not nervous at all. I think this is the same pick they would have made in November, and his name starts with
Gerard Mayo basically told Steve Burton right after his intro press conference.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There were 3 franchise quarterbacks in this draft.
I gotta get in on that.
Free shipping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe get 2.
No, I'll probably get
home and away?
I'll get the draft hat.
Oh, I'll get the draft
hat. The draft hat's nice.
Yeah, draft hat's smart. But yeah, this is, you know, 3 teams taking a swing at franchise quarterbacks. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, like they can't all be good. Or
why?
That's my point.
Of course they can. There's also, that idiot, yodel lady, hoo-hoo, yodel man, whatever, who tells me the 3rd pick is jinxed and you can't take a quarterback with the 3rd pick is just pure idiot. No,
the history of the 3rd pick.
No, like,
Joey Harrington was the 3rd pick.
There's never been a Hall of Famer.
Bosa was the 3rd pick.
No, quarterbacks.
Oh, just quarterback?
There's never been a Hall of Famer or a Super Bowl champion taken in the 3rd pick.
The 3rd overall pick or the 3rd quarterback?
The third overall pick. A quarterback in the 3rd slot, and to me, I go the opposite.
It doesn't make sense.
That's the weirdest stat ever, which means due. No, it means you're literally due.
What a weird set of parameters.
Yeah, it was one of my terrible fights on Twitter that Rich gets mad at me when I have, but I enjoy them.
You have them a lot.
He gets hot. I do. So,
call it heartburn.
That's right.
Patriots. Look at the war room.
Oh, there we go. Look at the war
room.
Jonathan
and Elliot laughing it up. David Silverman, the photographer.
They have a better setup. They have more tables. Some of them look like a rich mahogany, maybe.
Yeah.
Guys
it's
dressed
not
up.
Great.
They got TVs on in there. No, it's not. That's not
Drake
great.
May with a raised eyebrow has got the people's eyebrow going.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't look happy. What is going on
so
here?
Nervous.
No, he doesn't.
Now he's squinting.
Don't
Oh, he's rubbing
here
his
we go.
Hair.
To the podium. The commissioner
with the pick,
Roger Goodell.
Please talk.
With the 3rd pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May.
Let's go!
Quarterback, North Carolina.
Got him.
Got a quarterback, baby.
There we go. Drake May.
Screw your roster that's not ready for a rookie quarterback.
Pretty good.
Oh,
I don't care.
Thank you, God.
After all that, after 3 months of breaking down what was going to happen, they did what I think most people wanted and kind of how we thought the draft was going to go. 1, 2, 3.
So the Boston Celtics are perennial contenders because they took Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in the 3rd overall pick.
Both number 3s.
The New England Patriots will return to glory because they just took Drake May with the 3rd overall pick.
I love it. I'm into it.
New franchise quarterback.
God, I'm so happy.
Drake May.
That is such a handsome man. Going to be
his buddy's
Patriot.
Not the same, though. He's got a weird crew of pals.
He's got a lot of guys
like brothers.
Is that Glenn Ordway he walked by?
It might have been. He's got the Carolina blue tie on.
I love good
sneaks.
Carolina. I'm going to have to get a pair of like Carolina blue Jordan 1s there just for him.
Absolutely.
So Drake May, the 1st pick with Elliot Wolf, the 1st pick in the last 2.5 decades not made by Bill Belichick.
The most important
is Drake May, and the most important since Drew Bledsoe.
Since Drew Bledsoe, and it's not even close. And whether it was by design or he let his football people make decisions, Robert Kraft got his wish. He has a talented, good, young quarterback that he can sell jerseys to people like Shyam tonight. Uh-huh. Go to Patriots.com on the
I've
splash page.
I've already refreshed the page a couple
times. It's coming, baby. And the excitement level, the anticipation for a team that is picking third in the draft. Hope has returned to New England. Like, I'm being overdramatic, I feel a little bit like Sean Grandy here, but
you gotta,
like,
you got
to
do it.
Hope has returned to New England with this pick. It may blow up.
Sure.
I make no guarantees, inexact science, all that crap. But you, in my opinion, got the second best player in the draft potentially.
I agree.
At the number three pick.
Might even be the best.
And he fills your massive hole. That's where you were talking about Jerod Mayo. You had a massive hole. Yeah. You had Jacoby Brissett penciled in. Nobody wants to see Jacoby Brissett.
No, don't want to see him. I don't want to see him week one. We can get into that
May
later on.
May and Mayo go together like Kraft and Mayo or something.
Let's get some Drake's
we'll workshop it
for Drake. Drake's cakes for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Drake's cakes would be huge.
How does he not already have a Drake's cake sponsorship?
No, well, to me, it's
how do we not have them in here right now?
I can go get some from Ted's office.
They're down the hall. Drake's cake in my mouth right now.
Get that saved.
Save that off.
So, to me, it's like a sense of relief that they didn't get slappy and draft J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, I
thought, like, for the last week leading up to this, there was a legit chance they went with J.J. McCarthy or they went trade down. And either it was just trade down and, like, bathe in the picks or trade down and move back up, like some people were talking about this week. Don't do that. Don't get cute. Draft the guy. This is a draft with a bunch of good quarterbacks. Ooh. You have a chance to draft maybe the second best one.
He doesn't look great in a hat.
He doesn't have to wear the hat. He's not a baseball player.
Not a hat.
He looks good in a helmet, doesn't he?
Damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He looks very good. He looks great without the hat.
Yeah.
He's got a nice smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he look like the leader of a franchise? I heard somebody, this is inappropriate, but
he's a young gun.
High school sweetheart girlfriend. How do you feel about that?
Bo Nix is married.
My high school sweetheart girlfriend? What are you talking about?
He has his girlfriend. They've been together like 9 years.
He's with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I like that. Drew Bledsoe was the same thing.
J.J. McCarthy's the same way. Bo Nix is married.
Russell Wilson?
I think it's loyalty.
They got super divorced like 2 years after he got drafted. But
I don't.
Dwayne Wade? Dwayne Wade was married.
No, I think she keeps him grounded because she knew him prior to being
Patriots first round QBs they're now putting up.
Look at that list.
Jim Plunkett, Tony Eason, Drew Bledsoe, Mac Jones.
You know what I see?
So every other one is good. Drake May, winner.
How many of those, three of those guys so played in Super Bowls, though? Mac Jones, the only guy that broke the Super Bowl streak.
Yeah, I'm so
Tony
happy.
Eason broke the generation of Patriots fans. Hanna hated him.
Eason was the crazy quarterback draft, right? Wasn't that the
83.
John Elway, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly?
And he went higher than he should have and said crazy quarterback draft. But Drake May. I don't get too excited about things too often.
Dude.
Like, I got jaded. I'll admit it. Got jaded maybe a little bit over 20-something years
probably
covering the team and then Bill and losing and worn down. I was as excited coming in here as I've been for a draft in a long time. And now as I'm as excited to look forward to training camp.
See, I was so anxious coming into tonight because I was worried that they were going to screw it up. Dude, I was worried.
That was it for me.
I was so nervous that they were going to mess
this up. In Elliott, we trust.
No, I don't trust him.
Wolf.
Make me prove it to me before I
He just
you.
Did.
I'm starting to. Ooh, Cardinals, pick is in. They're not trading either.
Cardinals aren't messing around. They
See,
should
I thought this was
going to
happen.
Here comes
all these trade talks, and then the trade's going to trickle down further.
Yeah, here comes MHJ.
They
He's going to walk out.
They
and they should.
Maserati Marv heads to Arizona.
Oh, now in 2 years, get a quarterback to go with him.
He's going
to
stay in the red and white.
I'm going to overdraft the heck out of him in fantasy.
You're damn right.
Go real high, Marvin
Taking
Harrison.
Drake May, number one overall in my fantasy league.
Dude, Drake May.
I'm having a hot flash.
There you go. He does look like a young guy, but remember...
47-year-old woman?
Woo! I'm going to sit down. It's like, you are sitting down. Remember, Justin Herbert looked insanely young when he got drafted.
Yes, he did.
He was one of those like baby face guys, and then he sort of matured pretty quickly.
Drake May definitely has a little baby face.
He looks young. He's a young gun.
And
How
do they
is.
Not have this jersey up yet?
Yeah, they should
Has
be ready
Has he picked
to go.
His number?
I mean...
10's open, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
Mac Jones isn't here anymore. Of course it's
they
open.
Just traded it.
So if you have your Mac Jones jersey, they're not doing a give back, but maybe you can just tape May over Jones.
Yeah.
Here we go to the podium for the number four pick.
Roger.
Are
With
you there?
The fourth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr.
Easy.
Wide receiver, Ohio State.
Here you go.
Chalk.
It had to be, outside of Caleb Williams, it was like the most predictable pick in the draft.
So all these teams that want to trade up and want quarterbacks don't have cojones.
Or I wonder if Arizona's like, we like Harrison this much. We don't have to do anything. Yeah, we got a couple extra picks, but we like Harrison that much more than, you know, neighbors.
And they needed players. Like, they needed a stud.
Oh, this is a great pick for them.
That offense needed players.
This is, you know, Bolden and Fitzgerald. They like the history of great receivers. Pencil him in. I keep saying 10,000 yards. I just Yeah. I find it hard to believe he's not going to hit 10,000 yards in the next 10 years.
Definitely.
Like, I don't know if he'll have a lot of 1,800-yard seasons.
But it's just 1,000 yards every year.
Pumping it out.
It's like Mike Evans.
Yes.
Yeah. I get that.
I absolutely think that's who he is. And if their quarterback, who they paid a boatload of money, is who he's supposed to be, you just took a leap forward as a franchise, because they're doing the same thing the Patriots are doing in different ways. Like, they needed the playmaker. They think they have their quarterback. You're checking off those marquee positions. Patriots checked off quarterback.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
This is it, man. But this is 1 through 4 is ended up being chalk to this point. Now, there's still the thought that the Patriots might take their number 34 pick, which is the second pick in the second round, which is tomorrow night, but they want to move up and maybe grab a guy in the first round. So now I'm still fascinated to see where J.J. McCarthy goes, where Bo Nix goes, where Michael Penix goes.
I'm also fascinated to hear what Bill Belichick has to say about Drake May.
Yes. I can't wait.
Because Merrill Hodge hates him. Dan Orlovsky hates him. Is there a chance Bill Belichick hates him?
There is
a possibility. And will he have the balls?
Because there was a report months ago that didn't somebody say that if Bill Belichick was still in charge, he loved Jaden Daniels?
That was an insane report.
On top of his board in November.
From somebody that we've never heard of. So
absolutely wild.
There was that. All right, first 4 picks are in, but most importantly, Drake May has been selected 3rd overall by the New England Patriots. They have their new franchise quarterback, and will they make another pick this round? So we will discuss that and get you all the picks here in the first round. Marvin Harrison, the latest, going
Super
to
Bowl,
Arizona.
Here we come.
It's the Rich Keefe Show all-night draft party with Hart and Shime. Fitzy on his way a little bit later here on WEEI.
This is the Rich Keefe all-night draft party on WEEI.
Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
May, clean pocket. Now he rolls out to the right. He's going to try to go deep. Has a man there. Caught! And touchdown, Carolina! McCollum beats the coverage of Aiden Goosby for the 46-yard score.
Drake May has elite arm strength and ideal size. At 6'4", 230 pounds, he can make throws off platform and make plays with his legs. May's confidence in his arm can occasionally lead him to make risky throws under pressure, but he's an accurate passer with a prototypical NFL arm.
There you go, Drake May, the pick for the New England Patriots at number 3 overall, your next franchise quarterback, back here on the all-night draft party, WEEI, Keefe, Hart, and Shime. These two guys love Drake May. They've loved Drake May the whole time. I like Drake May. I like him.
So can we play a little game like
here? I love games. Also, we're going to hear what Bill Belichick had to say about Drake May.
Okay.
Let's do the game first.
Little game. Drake May. What is best case scenario or upside, the ceiling that Gerard Mayo talked about? What's the floor, and what is the safe projection?
Okay. Ceiling, I would say 2-time Super Bowl winner.
I like the sounds of that.
Wow.
Eight rings podcast with Fitzy and Hart.
Like Ben Roethlisberger type career.
Okay.
Whoa. Where he throws for a million
Hall
yards.
Of fame.
It's called Hall of Fame.
It's a HOFA.
In the 2024 NFL draft.
Oh, pick 5.
Chargers.
The Los Angeles Chargers select Joe Alt. Tackle. Notre Dame.
That's not good for you, right?
Shime just lost the bet.
So it's not great. I lose the bet, but like, they went offensive line. I didn't expect them. That means receivers are moving and falling.
So, yeah, a couple guys dropping. So, Joe Alt.
Yes.
They were all you people.
That's great for my Drake May, J.J. McCarthy bet, though.
This is the guy figuring out, how many bets do I have going?
I'm stuck on Drake May. I have the Drake May jersey up in front of me. They don't have it on number. It's just the number 1 because it was the first pick. So, I think I have to wait.
Yeah, no, okay. I think you can order it, and then as soon as he is given a number.
Look at the Joe Alt draft party. Looks like a blast.
He's a big sun gun.
6'8"? Yeah, guys, that's not
Damn.
A.
They
man,
all look the
house.
Exact same. Look
that
at the back.
Woman,
looks
girl,
like
whatever she is next to him, looks very uncomfortable.
She's staring at the camera, not happy to be there.
No.
But anyway, Joe Alt's the 5th pick to the Chargers. Now the Giants are on the clock at 6. But going
son
back
of John
to
John Alt.
So, as I said,
you think Hall of Fame, Drake
Hall
May.
Drake May, ceiling so Hall
two
of
Two Super Bowl rings.
I say floor.
That's just funny to me.
Why?
Floor, I think Drake
based
May.
Based on what Shime's guessing.
First
you're
ever.
Like, you're like acting like he's won two
first
Super Bowls.
Ever to win the Super Bowl coming out of the number 3 pick as a quarterback.
That's
according to some yodel man on Twitter.
Floor, I think it's probably like Jay Cutler, where he throws for a bunch of yards, but he never wins a gosh darn thing.
Oh, I like that anyway. There's some entertainment value there. Is he going to marry a hot woman?
His 9-year girlfriend or whatever. And then I think the safe bet.
Not for long.
I think the safe bet is like Philip Rivers.
Another Hall of Famer?
Borderline
Hall of
Famer. Whoa, who never won a thing.
Yes. We're not here to talk about him being in the Hall of Fame.
I think
wait, so worst case scenario in your mind is
Jay Cutler?
Yeah. A multi-time pro bowler, QB for two teams.
Multi-time pro bowler?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think it was like a one-time pro bowler.
No, like...
I need one more for it to be multi.
For worst case scenario, you would have to go with like... Jameis Winston, right? Or like lower.
No, yeah. Worst case scenario, you go with Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah, right. Like out of the league.
That's how worst case scenario is.
That's what I think.
He's trending in the wrong direction.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Jay Cutler, one-time pro bowler.
Damn.
So I'm telling you.
Dude, they're all pro
bowlers. He's going to throw for a million
yards.
I thought
he had more than that. I thought he made it in both teams. I thought he made it for the Bears and the Broncos.
Nope, only with the Broncos in his third year with the Broncos.
Yeah, McDaniels was right to get rid of him. Didn't work, but
why? What do you think the ceiling and floor are for May?
So the ceiling, I think, is similar. I think if you're in the Super Bowl conversation, if he enters the world we talked about,
yeah,
then you have, if things go right, you have a shot to win a couple. You have a shot to not win any and still be in that conversation. So I think the ceiling is a Super Bowl conversation annually quarterback, a true franchise.
I just think it's
not a fake franchise quarterback.
No, I get it.
A real ass franchise quarterback.
But just in the AFC right now, you have Patrick Mahomes, you have Justin Herbert, you have Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, CJ Stroud potentially, Trevor Lawrence potentially.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, whatever you want to think of him. So, like,
he's in that conversation.
That's what you're hoping for.
That's the high side. The low side is it just doesn't work. He's overwhelmed. The footwork, everything that people rip on him,
maybe
never
they don't
comes
get him a
fruition.
Receiver. And it's just sort of
Alex
like
Van Pelt's
to?
Offense blows this year. He's fired halfway through next year. New guy comes in that contributes to Drake May spiraling downwardly.
Yeah,
that's the worst case scenario. And I think the most likely scenario
is
I'm trying to think of the most likely.
Are you going based on like career or skill set and career? Because like the comps.
See, I went specifically on career. I didn't even.
Yeah,
think
no, okay. I'm thinking so career, but I'm also thinking. To me, the most likely scenario is also the one that's most tied to the surrounding cast of coaches, of players.
Ryan Tannehill.
Because I think you're right. The difference between the eighth quarterback, the fourth quarterback, and the 12th quarterback in any given year is health, receivers, O-line, coaching. Like. And all of a sudden, I think he's in that window, and he ends up in the mediocre middle of the NFL.
Yeah, because there's very few guys that can take, like, Mahomes, Brady, take not much,
well,
and still win. Right? Yeah, like
that's Mahomes sort of, is that's in a different category by correct. Himself.
Yeah, him and Brady are in categories completely
different.
Separate from
him. And then there's the next tier where it is the guys like Allen and Burrow who haven't won anything but could win anything they want on any given day.
And at least Burrow's been there. Like, he had a chance to. He was this close.
Absolutely.
Compared to Josh Allen.
But he was this close because of him. Jimmy Garoppolo was this close, but he wasn't this close to Joe Burrow.
No.
Like, not all Super Bowl losing quarterbacks are the same.
Sure.
But, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is a throw away from being a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, they're literally a foot away.
And I think I think the reality, the most likely scenario is a tweener quarterback. And I don't want to say this name because this name is worse than I think this will be.
Sixth
I think
pick
Daniel Jones.
In the 2024 NFL
speaking
draft,
of, who's the Giants?
The New York Giants select... Malik Nabers.
The right pick.
They need
wide
a skill guy.
Yep. LSU.
See, now they had a guy, if I was trying to trade with them, that I'd want off their roster more.
Yeah, Malik Nabers. I'll take Malik Nabers.
Even though I actually am not as high on Nabers as all those people that said he was better than Marvin Harrison Jr. and all that. He was best receiver. I am not sold. I'm not actually sold he's the best receiver coming into the NFL off of LSU.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you
got to sell
by Thomas quite a bit. Let's hear from Bill Belichick and what he thinks of the Drake May pick.
How are you feeling right now watching that happen with the team that obviously you are so synonymous with? And what do you think about the player that they took in this new era?
Well, I think that's certainly a top need for him. It's quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. And so, you know, this is one of the top needs. You know, Drake compares himself a lot to Josh Allen. He does has been doing that for quite a while. We'll see about that. I think there are some similarities in terms of, you know, size and athleticism. But Josh Allen's a pretty special player now, so.
Get out of here. You didn't like Josh Allen, you fraud. When everybody said he was an MVP candidate, you said you didn't see it.
He's like, well, we'll see about him being
Josh Allen. You fraud-ass fraud.
Josh Allen, very special player.
What is you, you fraud?
He's like, oh, he compares himself to Josh Allen. We'll see about that.
And has Drake May compared himself to Josh Allen, or is other people?
I don't know.
He said he
models his game,
likes Josh Allen.
Like
whatever.
Yourself to Josh Allen.
I was the first person I heard comparing to Josh Allen.
It's because you don't listen to anybody.
That's a great point.
No, but I can honestly remember.
No, I remember you saying that.
I was doing TV.
On the show. Oh, my
Sniff.
God.
With Phil Perry. Yeah. And I was like, I think he has Josh Allen. And we got off the air, and Phil Perry's like, Josh Allen, it's an interesting comp because everybody was on this Justin Herbert comp. And I think he's a better runner than Herbert.
Way better.
And he can be a power runner.
We'll see about that, snort.
So now Bill loves him some Josh Allen. Apparently. It's funny. When Josh Allen was an MVP candidate, he didn't see it.
Yeah.
See, but I bet you McAfee won't ask him about that. Well, you're doing a great job here.
You also know that for sure Belichick is rooting against Drake May. He wants the Patriots to go 0-17 for the next 5 years.
Well, so. And he goes like, hey, you know, sure, Phil's a need. Yeah, because you screwed up the last time you tried to get a quarterback.
Why'd they need a quarterback so bad?
They needed a coach and a quarterback because of you.
All right, this is the all-night.
Why am I so angry when they have Drake May? I'm supposed to be happy.
Get excited, Andy.
I'm happy, but Bill makes me angry sometimes.
All right, grab a snack.
You grab a C4 and drink it.
Fuel up a little bit. Draft coverage.
This is the Rich Keefe All-Night Draft Party on WEEI.
Drake May. Quarterback, North Carolina.
May, clean pocket. Now he rolls out to the right. He's going to try to go deep. Has a man there. Caught! And touchdown, Carolina! McCollum beats the coverage of Aiden Goosby for the 46-yard score.
Drake May has elite arm strength and ideal size. At 6'4", 230 pounds, he can make throws off platform and make plays with his legs. May's confidence in his arm can occasionally lead him to make risky throws under pressure, but he's an accurate passer with a prototypical NFL arm.
There you go, Drake May, the pick for the New England Patriots at number 3 overall, your next franchise quarterback back here on the all-night draft party, WEEI, Keefe Hart and Shime. These two guys love Drake May. They've loved Drake May the whole time. I like Drake May. I like him.
So can we play a little game like
here? I love games. Also, we're going to hear what Bill Belichick had to say about Drake May.
Okay.
Let's do the game first.
Little game. Drake May. What is best case scenario or upside, the ceiling that Gerard Mayo talked about? What's the floor and what is the safe projection?
Okay. Ceiling, I would say 2-time Super Bowl winner.
I like the sounds of that.
Wow.
Eight rings podcast with Fitzy and Hart.
Like Ben Roethlisberger type career.
Okay.
Whoa. Where he throws for a million
Hall
yards.
Of fame.
It's called Hall of Fame.
It's a HOFA.
In the 2024 NFL draft.
Oh, pick 5.
Chargers.
The Los Angeles Chargers Jason select Wilson? Joe Alt.
Oh!
Tackle. Notre Dame.
That's not good for you, right? Shime just lost the bet.
So it's not great. I lose the bet, but like. They went offensive line. I didn't expect them. That means receivers are moving. Falling.
So a couple guys dropped. So Joe Alt.
Yes.
They were all you people.
That's great for my Drake May. JJ McCarthy bet though.
This is the guy figuring out
how many bets do I have going.
I'm stuck on Drake May. I have the Drake May jersey up in front of me. They don't have an number. It's just the number 1 because he was the first pick. So I think I have to wait.
Yeah, no, okay. I think you can order it, and then as soon as he is given a number,
look at the Joe Alt draft party. Looks like a blast.
He's a big sun gun.
6'8". That guy's that's not
Damn.
A.
They
man,
all look the
house.
Exact same. Look
that
at the
woman,
back,
girl,
like
whatever she is next to him, looks very uncomfortable.
She's staring at the camera, not happy to be there.
No,
but anyway, Joe Alt's the 5th pick to the Chargers. Now the Giants are on the clock at 6. But going
son
back,
of John
to,
Alt,
as so I said,
you think Hall of Fame Drake
Hall
May?
Drake May ceiling so Hall
two
of
two Super Bowl rings.
I say floor.
That's just funny to me.
Why
floor? I think Drake
based
May,
on what Shime's guessing.
First
you're
ever,
like, you're like acting like he's won two
first
Super
ever to win the Super Bowl coming out of the number 3 pick as a quarterback. Back,
yeah,
according
true.
To some yodel man on Twitter.
Floor, I think it's probably like Jay Cutler, where he throws for a bunch of yards, but he never wins a gosh darn thing.
Oh, I like that anyway. There's and some entertainment value
Jay
there.
Cutler
is he going to marry a hot woman?
Nine-year girlfriend or whatever. And then I think the safe bet.
Not for long.
I think the safe bet is like Phillip Rivers.
Another Hall of Famer?
Borderline
Hall of
Famer.
Whoa,
who never won a thing.
Yes. We're not here to talk about him being in the Hall of Fame.
I think like
wait, so worst case scenario in your mind is
Jay Cutler?
Yeah. A multi-time Pro Bowler, franchise QB for 2 teams.
Multi-time Pro Bowler?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think it was like a one-time Pro Bowler.
No, like
I need one more for it to be multi.
For worst case scenario, you would have to go with like Jameis Winston, right? Or like lower.
No, yeah. Worst case scenario, you go
like
with like
dumb.
Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah,
he stinks.
Right. Like out of the league.
That's how worst case scenario is.
That's
like,
what I think.
He's trending in the wrong direction.
I don't think that's
he's
happen. Jay Cutler, one time Pro Bowler.
Damn.
So I'm telling you.
Dude, they're all Pro
Bowlers. He's going to throw for a million
I thought
yards.
He had more than that.
I thought he made it in both teams. I thought he made it for the Bears and the Broncos.
Nope, only with the Broncos in his third year with the Broncos.
Yeah, McDaniels was right to get rid of him. didn't work, but
why? What do you think the ceiling and floor are for May?
So the ceiling, I think, is similar. I think if you're in the Super Bowl conversation, if he enters the world we talked about, then you have, if things go right, you have a shot to win a couple. You have a shot to not win any and still be in that conversation. So I think the ceiling is a Super Bowl conversation annually quarterback. A true franchise.
I just think it's
not
so,
a fake franchise quarterback.
No, I get it.
A real-ass franchise quarterback.
But just in the AFC right now, you have Patrick Mahomes, you have Justin Herbert, you have Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, C.J. Stroud potentially, Trevor Lawrence potentially.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, whatever you want to think of him. So, like,
he's in that conversation.
That's what you're hoping for.
That's the high side. The low side is it just doesn't work. He's overwhelmed. The footwork, everything that people rip on him,
maybe they don't get him a receiver, and it's just sort of
Alex Van Pelt's offense blows this year. He's fired halfway through next year. New guy comes in that contributes to Drake May spiraling downwardly.
Yeah,
that's the worst case scenario, and I think the most likely scenario is I'm trying to think of the most likely.
Are you going based on, like, career or skill set and career? Because, well, like, the comps.
See, I went specifically on career. I didn't even think
it. I'm thinking career, but I'm also thinking, to me, the most likely scenario is also the one that's most tied to the surrounding cast of coaches, of players.
Ryan Tannehill.
Because I think you're right. The difference between the eighth quarterback, the fourth quarterback, and the 12th quarterback in any given year is health, receivers, O-line, coaching. Like, and all of a sudden, I think he's in that window, and he ends up in the mediocre middle of the NFL.
Yeah, because there's very few guys that can take, like, Mahomes, Brady, take not much, well, and still win. Right? Like,
that's Mahomes sort of, is that's in a category by himself.
Yeah, him and Brady are in categories completely separate from him.
And then there's the next tier where it is the guys like Allen and Burrow who haven't won anything but could win anything they want on any given day.
And at least Burrow's been there. Like, he had a chance to. He was this close.
Absolutely.
Compared to Josh Allen.
But he was this close because of him. Jimmy Garoppolo was this close, but he wasn't this close to Joe Burrow.
No.
Like, not all Super Bowl losing quarterbacks are the same.
Sure.
But, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is a throw away from being a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, they're literally a foot away.
And I think I think the reality, the most likely scenario is a tweener quarterback. And I don't want to say this name because this name is worse than I think this will be.
Sixth
I think
pick
Daniel Jones.
In the 2024 NFL draft.
Speaking of, who's the Giants?
The New York Giants select Malik Nabers.
The right pick.
They need
wide
a steal guy.
Yep. LSU.
See, now they had a guy, if I was trying to trade with them, that I'd want off their roster more.
Yeah, Malik Nabers. I'll take Malik Nabers.
Even though I actually am not as high on Nabers as all those people that said he was better than Marvin Harrison Jr. and all that. He was best receiver. I am not sold. I'm not actually sold he's the best receiver coming into the NFL off of LSU.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you guys
said that.
Thomas quite a bit. Let's hear from Bill Belichick and what he thinks of the Drake May pick.
How are you feeling right now watching that happen with the team that obviously you are so synonymous with? And what do you think about the player that they took in this new era?
Well, I think that's certainly a top need for him. It's quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. And so, you know, this is one of the top needs. You know, Drake compares himself a lot to Josh Allen. He does has been doing that for quite a while. We'll see about that. I think there are some similarities in terms of, you know, size and athleticism. Josh Allen's a pretty special player now, so.
Get out of here. You didn't like Josh Allen, you fraud. When everybody said he was an MVP candidate, you said you didn't see it.
He's like, well, we'll see about him being
Josh Allen. You fraud-ass fraud.
Josh Allen, very special player.
What is that? You fraud.
He's like, oh, he compares himself to Josh Allen. We'll see about that.
And hold on. Has Drake May compared himself to Josh Allen, or is other people?
I don't know.
He said he
models his game,
likes Josh Allen,
like
whatever.
Yourself to Josh Allen.
I was the first person I heard comparing to Josh Allen.
It's because you don't listen to anybody.
That's a great point. No, but I can honestly remember.
I remember you saying that.
I
like
was doing TV
on the show. Oh my
Sniff
God.
With Phil Perry, and I was like, I think he has Josh Allen, and we got off the air, and Phil Perry's like, Josh Allen, it's an interesting comp, because everybody was on this Justin Herbert comp, and I think he's a better runner than Herbert,
way better.
And he can be a power runner.
We'll see about that, snort.
So now Bill loves him some Josh Allen. It's funny, when Josh Allen was an MVP candidate, he didn't see it.
Yeah.
See, but I bet you McAfee won't ask him about that. Hell, you're doing a great job here.
You also know that for sure Belichick is rooting against Drake May. He wants the Patriots to go 0-17 for the next 5 years.
Well, and he goes like, hey, you know, sure, Phil's a need. Yeah, because you screwed up the last time you tried to get a quarterback.
Why'd they need a quarterback so bad?
They needed a coach and a quarterback because of you.
All right, this is the all
night. Why am I so angry when they have Drake May? I'm supposed to be happy.
You're get excited, yeah. Andy.
I'm happy, but Bill makes me angry sometimes.
All right, grab a snack.
You grab a C4 and drink it.
Fuel up a little bit. Draft coverage here on WEEI brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grill Mates Seasoning. We are 6 picks into round one of the NFL draft. Patriots taking Drake May. Talking about it with you guys. And we'll also keep you up to date on all the picks, including if the Patriots trade back up into the first round. So go nowhere here on WEEI.